This is Nate DeMeo from the Memory Palace Podcast. I'm currently the artist in residence at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, which has me producing 10 stories inspired by the Met's collection and by the museum itself. This episode is intended to be heard while in Gallery 719, the Tannenbaum Gallery, also known as the Alexandria Ballroom. This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. People used to dance in this room. Back when this room used to be in a different room. All the blue woodwork, the fireplaces, and that balcony that hangs over the floor used to be a ballroom on the second floor of a hotel called Gadsby's Tavern in Alexandria, Virginia, starting in 1791. The building is still there, but the ballroom is here at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, as it has been since 1924 when they first opened the American wing. American art hadn't gotten a lot of respect up to that point, even here in America, and American decorative arts got even less. So to make a big deal out of it, and to bring in the grand ballroom of Gadsby's Tavern to be a backdrop, essentially, for a collection of American furniture, was a big deal then. And this room was a big draw for people who were into things like John Townsend chests and drop leaf tables, and side chairs from Samuel Dunlap or Wallace Nutting or andirons from Revere and Sons. And that covered a lot of people, I'm told, for a while there. But I bet they're not here right now. I bet, and I could be wrong, I could lose this bet, I bet you are nearly all alone in this room. And some of it is because this room is off the beaten path, as it has been since they rearranged the American wing a while back. And some of it is because people don't really care much anymore about Townsend chests and drop-leaf tables, side chairs by Nutting, and that other guy whose name I've already forgotten. Forgotten in part because it is less memorable than Nutting, and because, well, I'll tell you, since we are likely alone here, I don't really care about any of this stuff. I understand why it's important, beautiful, even. I get why people care. I just don't. And if you do, please take the time to take it all in. There are informative plaques and audio tour numbers that you can punch in into your device, and they do a great job walking you through all of it. You could just stay here until closing time and admire it all. So please, soak it all in. Love it. Don't let the fact that I don't detract at all. But for now, whether you do or not, come stand in the center of the room with me. I bet it will be unoccupied. The thing about this room that does get me, and that I would like you to get right now, is that this room was once in another room. Once through those windows, where now comes only simulated daylight, a suggestion of vague outsideness, used to come the outside. The sounds of wagons on rutted roads, the smell of horses on rutted roads, used to come through those windows. Alexandria, Virginia, when America was brand new, was just outside. Clinking glasses, drunken laughter, came up muffled by the floorboards from the tavern downstairs, just beneath boards that are like the ones that are now beneath your feet. Down there was a way station for travelers and soldiers and revolutionaries who ate there and drank there and talked smack there, shared stories and news from far-off places, and then took a room down the hall for the night. In this room was the ballroom. So when Lafayette made his triumphant return to the United States and came to Washington in 1824, this is where the party was. Outgoing President John Adams threw a big to-do right here in this room for incoming President Thomas Jefferson. And for years they had a ball for George Washington's birthday in this room, when it was another room. He was never actually able to come. He was always tied up with some military or presidential something or other. Except for his last birthday, when he and Martha managed to dance, and then sat on the sidelines and ate and tapped his foot in time to the music and watched the other dancers and wished, he said, that he were a younger man and could have been out on the floor all night with the rest of them. This was a room where people danced. A room you could rent out for whatever you needed, like one of those multifunction halls off the interstate, with a wedding in one room and a 50th anniversary party in another. In one room, the annual awards dinner for Local 722 in the main room with the view of the lake. This is one of those places. one of those vessels which could accommodate any kind of evening you wanted to pour in. They threw parties in this room. They held reunions of this rifle corps and that ladies' auxiliary. Every other Thursday through the winter, the Alexandria Dancing Assembly held a ball here. This room had life in it. People met their spouses and their lovers in this room. People drank too much in this room. People leaned against the wall for a spell to steady themselves when they realized the room was still spinning even after they themselves had stopped. People made toasts to friends those friends would never forget. People said things they would always regret. People saw old flames come into this room and realized all at once they weren't over them at all. Probably were never going to be. There was life in this room once. And now there are fine examples of claw and ball foot furniture design from Newport, Rhode Island in the 18th century. And occasionally museum goers. As you stand here in the center, let's get rid of the furniture. In our minds, let's not get anyone in trouble here. Let's just move out the furniture. That's what they would do in this ballroom when it was a ballroom. They'd take out the tables and clear the dance floor. And a band would play, up in that little balcony. That's what it was there for musicians. So get rid of the Townsend chest on chest, whatever that is, and the nutting side chairs, ditch those side chairs. And don't feel bad. This won't diminish the room. It will elevate it. It will return it to its original purpose. This was a room where people danced. And what more noble purpose is there for a room than dancing? If you have to be a room where people dance. If you have to be a dance floor. And now, here, in the center of the room, free of all the fine furniture, you have two choices. You can try to picture this room as it was. Smell perfume and roasting duck. You can try to hear the band up there in the balcony. See George Washington watching the dancers from a chair in the side, wishing he still had it in him. See women and men who still do, circling the floor, candlelight flickering in their eyes. You can stand here until you get it. Until this feels like a room where people dance. Or you can dance. This episode is written and produced and stuff by me, Nate DeMeo, of the Memory Palace podcast, with engineering assistance from Elizabeth Aubert. It was executive produced by Limor Tomer, who is the head of Met Live Arts. My residency is made possible by the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Chester Dale Fund. The Memory Palace is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which receives support from the Knight Foundation and from its generous listeners. Learn more about the Memory Palace at thememorypalace.org, and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts.